Welcome to Scan.org, your weekly podzine from Nimbim, Eastern Australia. We have today a few things lined up amongst a little bit of a light-hearted interview with a new group here, local artist Bertha Control. We've got a little mix about foot and mouth disease and the politicians, particularly Amanda and Kim. And then we're going to go and have a little bit of a review on Donald Rumsfeld and a commentary. So stay tuned, enjoy the show, lean back, and once you listen to it, you know what to do in these days of fascism. You just push it quickly to the trash bin and get rid of it, will ya?
This album is all about...
Amanda Vanstone, you trotted into the fat puddle again. Amanda. Kim Beasley. Amanda, you make us feel better, don't you?
It contributes to our security, but in the end, as I say, a plastic knife as opposed to a glass, well, ho hum.
Amanda Van.
No, there she is again. Ho hum. Again. No, there she is again.
If I was able to get on a plane with an HB pencil, which you're able to, and I further asked him, if I went down and came and grabbed him by the front of the head and stabbed the HB pencil into your eyeball and wiggled it around down to your brain area,
ho-hum. Oh, look, he just gave me a bit of a look at it. This all feel better and... Ho-hum. You know, people shouldn't feel that because plastic knives are there, the world has dramatically changed because there are still HB pencils.
What political terrorist?
I'm a big advocate for kind of a balanced media diet.
What's happened to Michelle Leslie?
Oh, well, I'm glad she's out. Michelle Lee, I think.
She's the girl that was in the news a moment ago.
Oh, right. I wasn't listening.
Opposition leader knows who Michelle Leslie is and that he misheard the question.
Sorry. She's practicing.
Profoundly embarrassing gaffe.
Think you'd be focusing?
What's happened to Michelle Leslie?
Oh, well, I'm glad she's out. Michelle Leslie.
She's the girl that was in the news a moment ago.
Oh, right. I wasn't listening.
Think you'd be focusing?
She's the girl that was in the news a moment ago.
Oh, right. I wasn't listening.
She's the girl that was in the news a moment ago.
Oh, right. I wasn't listening. Sorry.
This is the girl that the police in Indonesia found in possession of a couple of ecstasy tablets.
Oh, no, I thought you said Lee, not Leslie. Oh, okay, right. Okay, well, I think she's...
Teresa, good
morning. Lucky to be out. I'm glad she is.
Teresa, good morning.
Get into a theological discussion about the version of Islam that she's practicing.
Teresa, good morning. Teresa, good morning.
The office says the opposition leader knows who Michelle Leslie is and that he misheard the question.
A sloppiness and a laziness.
As engaged I am, and as all members of the opposition executive are engaged in defending the civil liberties of Australians.
His office says the opposition leader knows who Michelle Leslie is and that he misheard the question. You'd be focusing? Do you think you'd be focusing? Focusing? Around down to your brain area.
I'm a big advocate for kind of a balanced media diet.
No, there she is again. No, there she is again. No, there she is again. Ho-hum. I was simply making the point that, people shouldn't... Because plastic knives are there, the world has dramatically changed because there are still HB pencils.
If I went down and came and grabbed him by the front of the head and stabbed the HB pencil into your eyeball and wiggled it around down to your brain area...
Sorry.
Oh, he just gave me a bit of a look at it. There she is again. There she is again. There she is again. Ho-hum.
If I was able to get on a plane with an HB pencil...
It's a sloppiness and a laziness.
All right, Teresa, good morning.
If I went down and came and grabbed him by the front of the head and stabbed the HB pencil into your eyeball and wiggled it around down to your brain area, do you think you'd be focusing?
Sorry.
This all feel better and it contributes to our security, but...
Sorry.
In defending the civil liberties of in the case of Michelle Corby.
Name Kevin Rudd was looking for was Chappelle Corby.
No, there she is again.
Sorry.
In defending the civil liberties of Australians.
Functioning normally, Master. Military dictatorship functioning normally, Master.
With John Beazley and Kim Howard.
I think it's getting to the stage where some civil liberties in these situations must be given away.
Sorry.
And whether more regular and broader use of biometrics should be contemplated.
Sorry.
seven good years followed by seven bad years.
It all feel better and it contributes to our security, but...
Right, well, I think she's... lucky to be out, and I'm glad she is.
All right, Teresa, good morning.
I'm not going to get into a theological discussion about the version of Islam that she practices. Sorry.
His office says the opposition leader knows who Michelle Leslie is and that he misheard the question.
I wasn't listening.
The name Kevin Rudd was looking for was Chappelle Corby.
Sorry.
Kim is as engaged as I am and as all members of the opposition executive are engaged in defending the civil liberties of Australians.
If I went down and came and grabbed him by the front of the head and...
No, there she is again. Ho-hum.
If I went down and came and grabbed him by the front of the head and stabbed the HB pencil into your eyeball and wiggled it around down to your brain area...
All right, Teresa, good morning.
There's never been a better time to become an Australian citizen.
It's getting to the stage where some civil liberties in these situations must be given away.
Military dictatorship functioning normally, Master.
With John Beazley and Kim Howard.
Whether more regular... and broader use of biometrics should be contemplated.
I'm a big advocate for kind of a balanced media diet.
Kim is as engaged
Sorry.
in defending the civil liberties, of Australians. Australians.
Proudly sponsored by Nimbim Pet Fighters. Oh, welcome here back to scan.org. Let's have a closer look what Donald Rumsfeld did in Australia.
Yeah, hello, welcome, Graham. What do you think of Donald? Ducking down under here.
What is he doing here is a good question.
Yeah.
And down under. But I think he is really down under.
on the brain department.
Under something or other. But I think he outdoes George.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, George has got nothing on this one.
Yeah, well, George got his own inflections there, but Donald is here in Australia presently, and he won't be alone. Kondo is coming too, the cha-cha dancer, you know her?
I wish I did know her. Good-looking sort.
Well, she learned the model walk when she was 13 after the Bible classes, and that's what she still does, you know, model walks and Bible classes on political agenda, though. She's going to come to visit too. And I believe there's a lot of assets they've got here and they want to have a look at, you know, like Pine Gap, Alice Springs, their uranium mines, their Navy ports, their airstrips, their military barracks, their detention centers.
So she's really here looking after business, her business.
You know, Halliburton's business, it has to be looked after, doesn't it?
Well, of course. And, of course, she's into oil and all the other stuff that we've got, too.
Yeah, I think she's also into cha-cha dancing lately to persuade the South Americans a bit more, but so far without success. And it becomes harder by the day.
While she's out here, we'll see just how hard it becomes.
Yeah, well, some people said they all come in looking for a retirement place, you know, when they get knocked off soon. And I don't believe that for one minute. It's far too hot and too hostile, this continent, to consider retirement for those sort of cushy people, you know.
Well, if you're in a bunker with air conditioning.
Yeah, but then you have to make sure that your uranium mine keeps going, you know, and you've got to have the troops for doing that.
Yes.
That sort of ties it down. And I reckon this is just sort of a, what do you call it, a stopover place like Singapore has become in the past, as when you transit from one world to another, and they're just transiting constantly to Asia, forth and back, shuttling, you know.
So you don't think it's become a safe haven for disenchanted Americans?
No, I don't think so. I have the feeling it will more be likely become, the whole continent will reach its natural destination, which is a huge detention camp called Guantanamo 2.
Goodness me, it's something to aspire to. Yes, well, we are certainly girt by sea, and so is Cuba.
Yeah, well, maybe Cuba can get out of the predicament because they don't have the time anymore to deal with Cuba. It's right in front of the doorstep, but they never found the time to deal with it in the past. Oh. They always had other, you know, Southeast Asian concerns or concerns in the Arctic to drill oil. All this is wiped off the table at the moment. Priority is not to get politically shot at the moment in the domestic scene in the U.S. itself.
What if you can get Guantanamo Bay off your doorstep and put it over here and down under where it's unknown.
We've got experience.
Well,
since 1788.
We've had lots of experience, haven't we? We've done well.
Bloody pesky British bakery thieves and breeding more convicts in the meantime. You're right there.
Well, yes, I think a good convict is bred, not born.
Yeah, well, yes. I think this is all criminal intent, and that is the track I want to play. On with our local artist here, Bertha Control, and we'll have a little talk after that.
Thank you.
Yeah, where would be the world without birthing kids, or where would be the world without not birthing kids? So, hi, welcome, Birth Control. Three of you, I heard you're more. Hello.
Yep, this is 50% of the Bertha crew. We've got six girls, all rocking out. We've done a few gigs down in Nimbin in the last few sort of months, and we're coming down again. Basically, our lineup is it's a kind of reggae, funk, folk, rock sort of deal, and we basically have a flute, bass, guitar, and big five-part harmonies, sax, drums.
Even the recorder and the triangle make a feature.
Obviously some conviction. Yeah, what are your songs about?
Well, that one was just about happiness and doing what you want to do, even though the government keeps putting us in positions where we're not happy and not doing what we want to do. It's about quitting your day jobs and taking to the road. And
celebrating music and life rather than money and the shit values that the government basically try to force upon us.
You agree that your material can be aired on MFM, is that right? Is that all understood when you came in?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, thank you for that.
No worries.
Shall we play another track on?
Fantastic, great. We'll be down here on the...
Oh, yeah, let's get some info.
Yep, on the 8th. Of January, as part of our CD launch tour. We're leaving a CD in here with you guys to play, and there's some in the hotel as well.
Please come along, it should be rocking. One of the local guys is doing our sound for us, so that should be really fun. And we're also playing at the Rails today in Byron Bay at 6:30.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well,
6:30 to 9:30.
Yeah, well, that's great. Plenty of opportunities to see Birth Control, a six-piece reggae funk mixed ballads. What was it?
Yep,
that sounds good.
Gypsy like sounding too.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably the nature of all these new fused things, you know. We all come from all different backgrounds. Oh, lovely to have met you. I'll play a second track then, if that's all right.
Oh, or what about do you have number 12? It's called Fight.
Okay, oh, cool, yeah.
Yeah, Trend about the current political climate.
DFCD player, number 12.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yeah, all the best. And, well, people will see you around, I guess. You seem to be established now.
Yeah, come to Byron. Or check out our website for
you can't be weaned off your musical instrument and your ambitions anymore.
Nah. Definitely not.
Lovely to have you in. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Suffering's all about. The streets are clean as Christmas and the river's full of shit. The children breathing pain just to get a little hit. The cars are burning petrol and the bombs are falling thick. The dictators are agreeing that the situation's sick. We got to fight, fight, fight for the future of life. We got to fight, fight, fight against the dying of the life. Bullshit or your weak hypocrisy. We'll be right back.
old West End, cause they're pulling down our buildings, driving out our friends, and smell something funny. Down in the gully, know what's going on with Mulder and Scully. The dogs are brought down from Minka House Town. Now it's moving on to Donna, making us frown. But there's still some pocket, we can rock it. Get the group together and all say fuck it!
Last week, we had a classic interview of a job applicant speaking to a recruitment officer in a famous company. From this result, we followed up to get some depth on the story of workplace choices in the modern world of Australian workplace relations.
Yes, and what can we do for you?
Well, I'm collecting data for a survey. Aren't you the recruiting officer of this famous company?
Indeed, yes. I thought you were here for a job or something, but...
No, we don't need to play this circus pretense stuff. We can talk normal.
So, you are Norm. I'm Barry, of course. Yeah. First names, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine with me. We should have a beer later on.
Yeah, mate, yeah. Of course we will. Okay, look, we'll drop our professional attitudes and we'll just have a yarn. What sort of questions have you got?
We're doing this collection for survey to give the government a good halo, a polished appearance in their policies. So I just need to know, how far can you depress the wages with your recent recruitments?
Oh, well, Norm, we will go right along with depressing wages. We love that. But at the same time, we have to appear to be doing the opposite. So we'd love to give the government a halo and a bit of a shiny reputation. But we have to sort of weigh up the possibilities there.
So you give free tickets for the cinema, for the kiddies, for watching The Jungle?
We give away a lot of things.
Corporate social responsibilities, you're exercising those, don't you?
As long as there's some benefit in it for the corporation.
Of course. Yeah, that's where we can just come to. I would be interested whether it is sort of measuring up now with, say, the average sweatshop labour in Shanghai.
Look, we're getting there. We're aiming towards that. We're helping the government. We go to the Chamber of Commerce meetings, and we're really pushing that you get this IR through as it stands. And then we will be on the way to sweatshop-type labour conditions, which will make Australia very competitive on the world market.
I just wonder, because the Indians are also in the game, and they're really competitive themselves, and they're younger.
But of course, they're Indians after all, aren't they?
Yeah, but you know, as in sport, the younger age, the fitness and all this, wouldn't that be sort of causing some policy problems?
You know our policy only too well, so we do have to be careful. Yes, I admit, maybe a few problems. So we play it by ear and as it comes.
Yeah, I noticed, because when you want to have an appointment with your local GP here in Nimbim, you go to ring this call centre and someone in Mumbai tells you, yeah, you can have garam masala, and they also send you some incense stick, but there's no doctor available unless you be prepared to go to New Delhi, take up a job as a cyber coolie, and then you might get the doctor.
Well, yes, the doctor, unfortunately, we don't have them here, especially in Nimbin.
Yeah, that's really alarming, because the people I'm working for, they're thinking that wage-depressing and demeaning work, in order to compete with India and China in the future, is this really the right path to go?
Well, I think it is. Actually, it's about time we started looking up to other countries and, and actually living what they had to go through up until this point. And so I think our workers should get a taste of what we've been dishing out to the third world countries up to now.
Right. So you would see the Australian economy is in full optimism there.
Oh, absolutely. And look, we are on track to bringing Australia into line with all those sweatshop third world countries. Cheap labour, that's the name of the game. That's going to make Australia competitive on the world market.
What about the brain drain everybody's talking about?
The brain drain. Well, hopefully there will be a bit of a brain drain our way. Unfortunately, we're not overstocked with that commodity at the moment. Any brains really are all too left wing for me.
They could be in the way, actually, for wage-depressing and demeaning employment to compete effectively with Chinese workers who haven't got that much of a brain. We should shed some brains, is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying really we don't have any of the right type of brain here. Norm, you know what the situation is. We've got all these lefties out there and greenies and all that sort of thing. You could hardly call
it. It's a worry, isn't it?
It is a worry. It's not brain power. They're just hippies or something.
They want free lollies again.
Look, they want free everything. And so we will give them freedom to live like third world country sweatshop labourers. They'll have the freedom to do that, or they'll have the freedom to starve.
Yeah, once in their life they can feel dignity at doing the same hard labour for a day's work than their neighbours in India and China and Africa and South America and Southeast Asia in general, and Europe is going to go that way very soon with cleaning ladies coming from Poland trying to take up jobs in Hamburg and Munich, and what a demeaning thing that is. Well, I wonder what you are worried. The lefties are a concern in this country, aren't they?
Not only a concern, mate. We do have to deal with them. They are a problem, but we have a government in here who I think is more than capable of coping with this situation. We shall be putting the greenies and the lefties and all the intellectuals, we'll be putting them in their place. And with our present Prime Minister, I mean, we can't help but as a democracy, achieve our goals.
The totalitarian goals of, yeah. And one question remains. After all this brain drain, is Australia capable of running itself, actually?
Well, we're very capable. I mean, what it's doing at the moment is running itself down. We're going to run it up there with the best, with sweatshop labour.
Okay, thanks very much for that.
It's been great talking to you.
Yeah, Barry, I was wondering, how many employees how many sort of slaves come here into your place per day?
How many workers do we have at the corporate?
No, I'm asking you what the trend is like. How many people do really want a job with you?
There is a queue, quite a long queue of people who we have to deal with on a... Yes, well, they don't come from here, no.
No, they come from Malaysia, Singapore.
they're coming from all over the place. And
Bangalore,
yes, we have to be...
People.
very careful that it doesn't get, you know, you'll have to keep this under your hat, but we have to be careful that this doesn't get out into the general media. But we're bringing them in by stealth. We're bringing them in and letting them stay on work visas, and then they can disappear into the community as cheap labour. And we will have quite a workforce, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm afraid Australians got to get their act a bit better together to effectively compete with Chinese and Indian cyber coolies who are all queuing up for your jobs here.
Well, I can see, Norm, that we're going to have that beer at a later date. And I noticed that Coopers now, there's a takeover bid for Coopers from Lion. So, we've got to really make sure that we keep our... yes, I better not go on with that.
Will beer stay beer in Australia?
Beer will stay. We have to give the masses beer, and that's about all. We can make sure there's plenty of cheap beer. In the old days, we used gin back in old England. We kept them. Oh yes,
gin. One on me, Barry.
All right, we'll have a beer. Good old Aussie drink.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the program, scan.org, weekly podzine. Stay tuned for next week. Catch me next week again. If you didn't get free broccoli last time, you might want to ask for some free low-carb fiber. If you want to write to us and you're really active, this is nimfm@nimfm.org, and you can place all your queries and concerns and complaints with it. If you're English, you have to write in English. If you're Russian, you write me in Russian, okay? So be well, scan.org wishes you a good week.